Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LC Mess International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapels that are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 24. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These end-time texts are not easy to interpret or put together in the context of both their individual books of the Bible and also other parts of the Bible, like the book of Revelation. I remember as a seminarian, I had Dr. Walter Meyer for the book of Revelation, and he said, we interpret this not diachronically, that is, we don't say the bear is Russia and who knows whatever else, but we interpret it synchronically. It's a sort of description of the time repeating in various ways with no definite tying to historical events or persons. Then I read Luther, who ties it all to historical persons and events. These texts have always been difficult. There's a funny story about a guy named Stiefel. He was in the city of Lachau in Luther's time. And he was driven from Austria for being a faithful guy. And he ends up in this parish not far from Wittenberg. And Luther got him the call, of course. And he happened to be a great mathematician, this Stiefel guy. And he was very good, he thought, at predicting apocalyptic dates. And he would multiply the letters and numbers for letters according to Jewish Kabbalic secrets, much the way our Secretary of Synod works with the bylaws. In the fall of 1532, Luther made a clear statement about the nearness of the end of the world. Affairs could not get any worse. Now, mind you, whether you're Luther or Walther in St. Louis in 1848 or anybody else, any good St. Augustine, Paul, any great Christian who's ever lived has said, this is so bad it can't get any worse. That's normal. But Stiefel made some calculations. Luther said, when you do that, that's fanaticism. Going where God's word does not go. So he got into a brouhaha with Luther. The day came, it was to be in October, and it was somewhere around the 3rd of October. Yeah, I think he even said 9 o'clock in the morning or something. And so the day came, people from all over gathered to wait for the return of Christ. And guess what happened? Not a thing. Just like has happened with every other fanatic who's ever tried, Lutheran or not, to predict and say when Christ is going to come again. It's not something we're told to do. This text for today is somewhat of a challenging text. It says, before this text, don't go out into the desert. Don't go to these various places. If somebody says, I'm the Christ, no, you'll know it. It'll be very clear. It'll be like lightning from the east to the west. Then our text comes, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Then it talks about some apocalyptic things going on. interpreters among us, some of them say, this has to do with the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Which kind of makes sense. You see in Mark's gospel and Matthew's gospel, Jesus morphs into, in his end time talks, what's going to happen with the destruction of the temple, which happened in 70 AD, to be sure. A terrible and awful event. It's horrible to read of. And then Jesus morphs into his final return. One of our interpreters says that this text right here today is about what happened then and there. It's about seeing Christ in the clouds of the heavens and then the angels going forth to preach to the elect. Is Christ rising from the dead, ascending into heaven, and his Pentecost message of sending his disciples to go out? I don't know for sure. But I do know this. My friends, you are Christ's own people. You are beloved. Your sins have been paid for in toto by Christ. That is completely certain. Your lives can be one which Luther described as a joyful daring. Daring to know, to think, to believe that what God's word says about you is true. You are his own dear sheep, his righteous ones, his beloved. You are beloved. Your sins, though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. That is you. And you have a blessed Savior who promises, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, no matter what you face in life, life or death itself. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And his blessed apostle says, to you, exactly to every one of you, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And so, as Jesus told his disciples at the end of Luke, in one of these eschatological passages, when you see all kinds of tribulations and wars and rumors of wars and famine and earthquake going on, don't weep. Don't wilt. Lift up your heads, says Jesus, for your redemption draws nigh. And we can say, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Many of us are waiting, and none of us shall be disappointed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.